Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
I actually met my wife on CatholicSingles.com, if you can believe that.
Really?
Yes, I had never done that before. Didn't have any problems with dating.
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Welcome to the Will Within podcast. This is your home for shared stories of hope, perseverance, will, and inspiration. Join us today as we share another story that brings to life the underlying beat of our lives. Consider us your virtual friends. Let's get inspired.
Welcome to the Will Within podcast. My name is Regina Pontus. Today is kind of a special day because, unlike the general conversations I usually do, I'm inserting this priest today because he's going to be having a special Facebook live event on next Saturday, which is May 9th. And it's going to run from 8:30 Central Standard Time to around noonish Central Standard Time. It's called Morning of Mary. It's going to be especially online conference, and I'm so excited to talk to her about it. Through this pandemic, we've been having very stressful situations, and we've only been able to meet online to chat about things and learn about things. So this is going to be a wonderful opportunity for you to be able to find out more about the month of May and why people have consecrated themselves to Mary and why they have certain devotions. Kevin Matthews is going to be talking. Jeannie Ewing is going to be talking. Anna Nuzzo is going to be singing. We have a lot of common friends. All of a sudden, I'm realizing a lot of my podcasts revolve around Anna, which is crazy, but that's great. Marge Fennelson, she's going to be talking as well. So looking forward to this. There's going to be a rosary. There's going to be, like I said, those talks. And then there's going to be a mass, and Father Looney is going to be giving a great homily regarding Mary. So we're posting this actually the Monday prior, so we can make sure we get all the information out. And people, make sure to register, because Father's got a lot of other exciting things to talk about too. He's got his own podcast that he talks about. He's got a book called A Heart Like Mary's, which is from the Ave Maria Press. He's a priest, for diocesan priest, from Green Bay, Wisconsin. So without any further ado, I'm rambling here because I'm actually excited to get all the information out. So let's talk to Father Edward Looney. Welcome, Father Looney. I'm so excited to have you here, especially because during this pandemic, we're having a really difficult time trying to obviously gather, as everybody knows. So you came up with an idea to have a show or a Facebook Live event called Morning of Mary, which I am so excited to be attending virtually. It's going to be next Saturday, and it's going to be from like 8:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, right? To about noon. Around noon is when the Mass is going to be. You're going to have some wonderful guests. So I want to talk to you about that. But first, I'd like you to talk to me about you as an author with the book called A Heart Like Mary's and your devotion to Mary. How did Father Looney came to be?
Yeah, so my devotion to the Blessed Mother has been something that was present ever from a very young age. And During the month of May, I'm actually doing a YouTube video series called Mom Reflections. Cool. So not only did I share my own devotion to Mary, of why I love Mary or how I love Mary, but I've invited 30 other individuals to do that as well. And so they've sent me their videos and I upload them. And yeah.
Where are you putting these?
They're on YouTube, and then people can find them on my social media pages. I'll share them every day. So
what is the page? Can you give it to us right now just to give
sure.
us some
more? Yeah, so on Facebook or Twitter, I'm at the handle at FR Edward Looney, LOONEY. So they're posted on YouTube, but the YouTube channel is a bit more, a little more hard to promote because it's a string of letters.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, talking about devotion to Mary, I just said in my video for that series was that I don't want people to think that just because I loved Mary from a young age, that it was because I was a part of a devotional household, because that really wasn't the case at all. My mother and father separated before I was born. And so my mother lived with my grandmother. My mother lived, she worked outside the home, obviously. She wasn't around that much. So really my principal caregiving came from my grandmother. And so she was the woman who was devotional. During the summer months, she took me to daily mass. I began serving daily mass. She prayed the rosary. Of course, EWTN was on the television. Mm-hmm. So all of those things were huge impacts, I think, on my own devotion to Mary. Sometimes I wonder if I began to look to Mary in my devotion as filling up what was lacking in my relationship with my earthly mother, so that my heavenly mother filled that void. That's how I've really come to identify my own devotion to Mary and why I have it. I remember watching the Song of Bernadette growing up. There was a lady from my parish too. She planned trips, pilgrimages to different Marian shrines throughout the world. And her son was being ordained a priest. And she wanted me to go with her and her son and others on this trip. And so I did. And it was a very formative event and one that was very spiritually enriching and nourishing. And that was another seed of that Marian devotion that continued to flower all throughout my life and still does to this very day.
That makes perfect sense. Anna Nuzzo, a mutual friend of ours, was talking about when her mother had dementia and she was passing, and she was finding more comfort in the transition over to this her spiritual mother. Gave her a lot of consolation. So it was a wonderful story of conversion over to the Blessed Mother. And it's a Mary, My Mother on Shalom World. So if anybody wants to see that, they can tune into that. It's well worth the watch, to be honest with you. So tell me, when did you become a priest and when were you assigned to Green Bay, Wisconsin, right?
Sure. Yeah. So I studied for the priesthood for the Diocese of Green Bay. So that means I'm going to be assigned to parishes within that geographical boundary. I was ordained in 2015.
Wow, you're a young kid.
Yeah, currently serving as the pastor of two rural communities.
Wow, that pastor very quickly.
Yes.
Right after ordination. Wow, that's something. Congratulations to you.
Yeah, thank you.
A lot of responsibility.
Yes, indeed.
So tell us about when you became an author as well. You're very, very busy, obviously, with the two parishes and now an author of a book. And I know you also do podcasts for SoundCloud that you post on SoundCloud. Sunday Reflections.
Yeah. Yes. So, yeah.
You're very busy.
Yeah, I guess so. I started writing books actually when I was in the seminary. I did a few devotional pamphlets for the Shrine of Our Lady of Good Help, the approved Marian apparition and champion. Kind of my first breakthrough book is the one that you reference, A Heart Like Mary's, that came out in 2017 with Ave Maria Press. It was really a book that I kind of wrote with the intention of it being for the month of May so that people could reflect on the life of Mary, on what it means to live with her heart. And so I that was the first book, and I have a few others I've done. I did a rosary devotional called A Rosary Litany. I have a prayer book for pilgrims for the National Shrine of Our Lady of Good Help, kind of collecting all those early devotions that I wrote and then really writing new ones and rewriting them and everything. So that's
called. Where are these located? Are they all in the same?
Yeah, so Our Sunday Visitor publishes A Rosary Litany. A Prayer Book for Pilgrims, Our Lady of Good Help, is published by Tan Books. And then my most recent one this year was A Lenten Journey with Mother Mary that so many people used during Lent, which really chronicled or walked through the season of Lent with Mary's apparitions and her messages. So us listening to her messages, but then also trying to live them in our daily life. So that was that. And, you know, I have a few more books on the horizon. I'm trying to work on a book coming out of the pandemic to increase devotion and whatnot as well. So yeah, I have the books, as you mentioned. I record my Sunday homilies. Right now they're not as good quality because usually I'm able to record as I'm preaching, but now I have to record from the Facebook. So I just record the audio from the Facebook. So they've not been the best quality in terms of audio presentation. But kind of my bigger podcast is called How They Love Mary. And that's a podcast in which I interview different individuals about their devotion to the Blessed Mother, but also just the work they do in the Catholic Church. And then
where can people find that? I haven't seen it available on Breadbox.
Yeah, well, so it's available on Apple Podcasts.
You're just the general ones. Okay, great.
Yeah, so yeah, it's not on a platform except on, it's hosted on Fireside. So it's howtheylovemary.fireside.fm.
Okay, yeah. I'll be sure to tune in.
Yeah, I just released a bonus episode today, and which chronicles the trending Marian tweets and topics, just looking at all the different articles people write about Mary, highlighting them, and also when people make her a reference on Twitter, I'll share about that and provide a brief commentary in the bonus episode. So there's two episodes each week.
Well, I'm very impressed with your devotion. I really wish I could have a quarter of that. I fall short all the time, and I apologize to the Blessed Mother, but you're doing a wonderful job with your devotion to her. So let's talk about the Morning of Mary. Sounds like it's going to be a very engaging time. Is it only going to be available on Facebook? Are you going to YouTube it and Periscope it as well at the same time?
Yeah, this is a very good question. I'm still working out all the details, which if people register, then they would get all the information. Once everything's hashed out, we're hoping that'll be on Facebook. I think after the fact, it'll be published on YouTube. But I think it'll just be a Facebook Live event, and then it will carry over to YouTube and whatnot. So, but my understanding with Facebook is you don't need a Facebook account to look at a public page if you have the URL, which is facebook.com/FR Edward Looney, that you should be able to catch the live feed of the conference.
Is there actual communication on that, or is it just a one-way thing? Is that something like with it that has live comments people can speak during the event?
Yeah, so people ask will be questions. Able to interact with the video, so they won't be able to ask questions. The videos actually are all pre-recorded, and then they will be premiered on Facebook. So Facebook allows this premiere feature, just because there's always the hesitation or the worry about the quality of internet, and what if you lose connection? So it's better, in my opinion, to have the pre-recorded video and release it at a specific time than it would be to do a live event, just because of the unknowns and what if someone goes dark.
I was going to say, you got trolls on there as well. You got to be careful with all of that, especially with the labyrinth. So how are you going to lay it out? It seems like you've got the rosary first, and that's going to be about, what, 8:30?
8:30 Central Time, and then from the Rosary, we move into the talks. The first talk by Jeannie Ewing. We'll talk about grieving. Of course, a lot of people, I think, during the pandemic are grieving, and some of them are grieving over the loss of a family member. Others are just grieving about the different losses that they've had right now in their life, from work and being with friends and all of this. So she'll talk about grieving. Kevin Matthews has a very powerful story. He found the statue of Our Lady. It was broken. He calls her Broken Mary. And he's got a very strong devotion to the rosary. So he'll talk about the power of the rosary and Broken Mary. Then Anna Nuzzo will share about Marian consecration. Marge Fenlon will share about Marian pilgrimage. So, of course, lots of people can't go on pilgrimage to shrines right now, but she wrote a book called My Queen, My Mother, A Living Novena, A Marian Pilgrimage Across America, which she highlights 9 Marian shrines and encourages people to visit them, you know, kind of spiritually in this book. So so I think that her experience with doing pilgrimages and whatnot can help us to make virtual pilgrimages to have that spiritual aspect during this time. And then And then I'll preach the Mass, and my talk during the Mass, really the homily, will be asking Mary's intercession during COVID-19. So I'm going to talk about several different titles of Mary that I use in a litany that I wrote called The Litany of Our Lady of Good Help during COVID-19.
Tell us about your songwriting endeavors with Anna. You wrote a song for this called Pray For Us.
So Pray For Us is actually, she did a musical version of my Litany of Our Lady of Good Help, the original one. And I really felt compelled that during this time of pandemic that there should be a litany to Our Lady of Good Help, this apparition in Wisconsin, and to really tailor it for the COVID-19 situation. So different titles of Mary, yes. Who do we pray for? Asking Mary to pray for them or to help us. The words, you know, help us or help them. And so she and I collaborated on that by using the litany that I rewrote for this occasion.
It sounds great. I actually watched it. I'm looking forward to it being included in next week's event. So tell us, as a pastor, and with the pandemic happening, how have you been able to modify things to be able to allow people to be able to get any sacraments, or especially like anointing of the sick? I know my mother had a heart attack in the middle of this a couple weeks ago.
Sure.
And the priest tried everything he could to try to get into the hospital, and he wasn't able to. But he sent a letter. He tried to contact her, call her. What are you finding? Any special kind of means that you're able to communicate with
those? I know in terms of ministry, kind of the only people that I'm able to come in contact with are those who are close to death. So this morning I anointed someone, you know, who's been struggling with dementia for many, many years. And so, you know, they're finally coming close to the end and bedridden and whatnot. So the hospice called me and asked me to come and anoint. So that's really the anointings that I'm able to do. I know that I wouldn't be permitted to go to a hospital just based on their own regulations. There is a hunger for people to have some sort of connection to the church. They're joining, of course, online in prayer. I also have been doing some Eucharistic processions. So I'll go into the parking lot. I'll bless each car.
I love that idea. I was going to ask you about that next.
Yeah. So I did one last weekend. I'm doing one this weekend. Probably we'll do something like that next weekend as well. So there are creative ways that we can reach out. It's also, I have a birthday coming up, and I know there's going to be this birthday parade because everybody does birthday parades now. And so my intention is to bless every car with holy water when they come
nice.
To my birthday. So, lots of different ideas.
What do you think about I don't know about your specific state, but what state was it that had a parking lot kind of mass where it was kind of like a drive-in? Where they just did the Mass, and then people took exception to that. I don't know why, because there was the 6 feet separation, and people are really starving for the sacraments.
Yeah, I'm not really sure about that. I know that I had heard something that in Milwaukee that they were allowing parking lot masses or whatever, but I know that it could be elsewhere. But I know that it's not something I'm really able to offer, and so I can't comment any further about
That makes sense. Tell us a little bit about the speakers. I know you gave what they're talking about, but just as a little bit of heads up of who they are. Have you worked with them before?
Yeah, so all of them I've worked in close proximity with. Kevin Matthews, I met at a Marian conference a few years ago, and we were both speakers at it, and we just really hit it off and really enjoyed our time that day together, and we've kept corresponding throughout the years, so going back and forth, and you know, I really believe in the work he's doing, and he was a radio personality in Chicago. He was like the morning guy radio show. He had like a fan club called Kev Heads actually. So he's really a big name in Chicago, and so it's really fun to.
Was it terrestrial radio? Was it a secular?
No, yeah, I think it was The Loop, if I remember. But yeah, so it's really fun to always work with him and to allow him to share his story. Jeannie Ewing and Anna Nuzzo are good friends, and Anna Nuzzo and I, we were acquainted during my time in the Chicago area, because she lives down in that area. And we through a mutual friend that we met, and then we've just collaborated on a few different projects. And she does work with Jeannie Ewing. Because
I have their album, Amazing Grace.
Yeah, that's right. And then so both Anna and Jeannie and Marge Fenland and I, we're all Wisconsin people. And so we've often thought about collaborating on doing something for Wisconsin, like to do it, you know, at a retreat center, to do a morning of healing. Marge wrote a book called Forgiving Mother, which is a very good book. And so we were thinking about doing a healing Marian retreat or something. It never panned out. So I guess this is kind of like the next best thing for us.
Can I tell you a funny story? It's a small world story. I actually interviewed Jeannie, and I was going to post her interview this Monday, but you're bumping her because of your morning of Mary consecration. Yeah. So you've got one up on her. It's very funny.
That's funny.
But look, I know that your time as a pastor of two different buildings, and I know you've got a lot of people you're trying to help at once. So I don't want to hold you up. I think talking about this Facebook and utilizing of the social media right now, I thank God we actually have it. Could you imagine if we didn't, it would be worse than like 1917.
Yeah, for sure. Right? You know, one of the interesting things I found with this whole pandemic thing is that there are people that I would not expect to attend a daily mass ever in person, partly because they work, but also because, you know, in my judgy way, I suppose, that I wouldn't think that it would be part of their spirituality, or that maybe, you know, so I've been very surprised by the people who tune in for masses. And I know that when people share the mass and then some tune in as well, that we're having a very big outreach.
I agree with you. You know, there's a shrine for the Blessed Mother in Stockbridge Mass. And I watch that mass in the morning. I go between my own parish and that one. And I'm seeing, I don't know, 500, 600, 700, 800 people from all over the world watching that at the Stockbridge Mass, the shrine of the Divine Mother, the Mother. So this is just, you're talking, and it's an amazing thing to see.
Yeah, it is really a huge blessing, I think. You know, kind of the comical thing on Easter when we live stream mass, we had about 350 people watch it live. And so the joke was that even on live stream masses, we get the Christmas and Easter people that only come, you know, those times a year, because then the next week we were back down to like 250, 275. So we even saw the little Easter bump in attendance.
It's just like they're not sitting at the back of the church, though. You can't tell that. They're just zooming it.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's hysterical. Well, listen, I want to thank you so much. Anything else you want to chat about, again, giving us your contact information, where we can find you generally, and if you get a couple.
Sure. People can find all my content, really. I have a website. It's not really updated that often, but I do try to keep it updated somewhat. EdwardLooney.com, EdwardLooney.com. I'm very active, especially on Twitter. And now, because of the pandemic, on the Facebook, my Facebook page has been more active than ever before. So there are different ways that you can reach out.
Father Edward Looney or just Edward Looney?
Yeah, Fr. Edward Looney for the Facebook and the Twitter. I think I have a website URL, Father Edward Looney, but I always know Edward Looney is paid and whatnot. So I know that's a good website.
Well, I'm looking forward to this week's event. I've already got it on my calendar. I'm waking up early, making sure I get dressed and ready to go. It's like I'm going to be actually virtually there. So this is great. And thanks again for all of your time. I really appreciate it. And we're going to try to download the MP4 and make it into an MP3 so we can hear your song, Mr. Composer. We want to make sure we can get the song hopefully at the end of this. This would be great.
That's great. Oh, well, thanks so much.
No, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much, Father. God bless you during this time.
Yes, same to you. Thank you.
Take care. Many thanks again to Father Looney for talking to us about the Morning of Mary with the online Facebook conference that's going to be happening on Saturday, May 9th. Again, Central Standard Time, 8:30 to about noonish. Very excited, and I'm also very excited to say that, yes, I was able, I'm a techie, to convert that movie file to an MP3, to an MP4, to an MP3. So we got it, so you can hear it. Anna does a wonderful job, so I'm looking forward to virtually all of you guys attending with me this conference on Saturday. So until next week, my virtual friends, enjoy the song, pray for us, and be blessed.
Hi, my name is Anna Nuzzo, and I'm here with my son, Luke. And what we're going to do today is sing this brand new song that I just wrote based on Father Edward Looney's Litany of Our Lady of Good Help. He just revised it this week to be more specific for the pandemic that we are all suffering through in the whole world, and that's the coronavirus. So this song goes out to all of you in the whole world, and I hope it brings you consolation and hope. In times of confusion and fear, in times of quarantine, in times of pandemic and sickness, in times of isolation, in times of trial and loneliness, and in times of uncertainty, Church and its healing mission, and all the healthcare workers, for government leaders and scientists, for all worried about the future, the financially stressed economy, for all the unemployed, for priests and funeral directors, for those with coronavirus, for all the sick and suffering, for those fighting for their lives, and all who've lost the battle, for those
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Have you ever been put on the spot and asked to explain or defend Catholic teaching on sensitive topics such as abortion, same-sex marriage, or the Eucharist? What to Say and How to Say It is a straightforward and practical resource by Brandon Vogt, best-selling and award-winning author of Why I Am Catholic and You Should Be Too. He offers essential tools for articulating even the most contentious aspects of your Catholic faith with clarity and confidence. You can get a copy of this important new book at AveMariaPress.com. Use code TALKFAITH to get 25% off your copy today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/breadboxmedia. Experience coffee like never before.